You're listening into FM 92 South Simcoe. It's Nick Burney with you as we continue the show today. I wanted to make sure that we introduce something that is pretty awesome. A contest that is complete. The Kubota Woman Farmer of the Year has been announced, and we are announcing it right now. The winner of our Kubota Woman Farmer of the Year is Miss Lisa Peterson. And Miss Lisa Peterson has joined us for a short chat this morning about being the woman Kubota farmer or Kubota woman farmer of the year. And Miss Peterson, we wanted to hear a bit more about you. I guess you should start by telling everybody a little about who you are and yourself.
My name is Lisa Peterson. I'm from Innisfil, near Thornton. And I am a newer to farming, middle-aged farming woman. And I can't believe I just won an award for it.
Oh, right. I don't know if you've had even a second to think about it, because sometimes when I get awarded something, or if I ever get told, oh, this is what you've won in the mail, I don't think very hard before I, like, read it. And then all of a sudden it hits me a day later or 2 weeks later, oh, God, I did that, like, or I accomplished that. So what does it mean to you if you've had a chance to realize that you've been nominated by your friends and family, and even maybe strangers who have just passed by your farm or met you along the way through walks of life, and now you are the actual winner of the Woman Farm of the Year? Has it sunk in, or what does it mean?
It caught me by surprise when I got called the other day, and I was thrilled. But it's pretty amazing. I have a lot of people follow my farm on Facebook. I try to share our stories day to day, the good, the bad, and the muddy, so to speak, with our pigs. And I know a lot of women farmers in the area. So when this contest was announced back in, I don't know, August or September, I shared it on my farm page and say, hey, we know a lot of women I talk about as well. If you want to nominate one, here's a great chance to recognize them. And it sounds like everybody jumped on it and nominated myself, which is certainly encouraging because, you know, we have a neat connection with our customers through the social media realm. And I don't know, they feel like they're part of the farm. And so it's really awesome that they nominated me for it.
Okay. And this one, I think, will be, this is kind of, it's even opinion-based as well, but do you think women are becoming more involved in agriculture? Or do you think even that's a, because that could even be seen as, that's just a lie of a question. Women have always been involved. You just ain't talking about it. Or we've always thought it was male dominated.
Oh, yeah.
So is that even, is that question even wrong to ask? Like, is, and I don't mean like, am I being offensive, but is it wrong to say, do you think women are actually more involved now in agriculture, or have they always been involved?
Oh, they've always been involved. My great-grandmother raised 9 kids on the prairie out in North Dakota. Holy. Those kids, well, they got out of farming as quick as possible. So I'm kind of the next one to return to it, I guess. But, yeah, it, you know, if they weren't kneading dough at 3 in the morning getting ready to feed the field hands, they were out milking the cows and hoeing the garden and getting the crops in. So they're not in the spotlight out in the sun as much all day. But I think today women have really come into more recognition. More young women are becoming farmers as their primary career, not as a support for a spouse. So it's great to see that while so many other industries struggle for women to get equal recognition, women farmers can pretty much jump right in there and get to it. It takes a while for the neighbors to kind of admit maybe they're doing okay. But, you know, you're working on your own, and the proof of your abilities is in what you harvest each year. So it's really, you know, you're each on your own and showing what you can do. Venting, and a day or two later, things start happening, and people will call and say, hey, I've got this little piece of equipment. Do you want to take it? I don't need any money for it. If you just let people know, it's amazing how much good is out there waiting to happen.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for coming in, for joining us on this chat. You are the Kubota Woman Farmer of the Year here on FM 92, so congratulations. And I guess if there's anything else you wanted to add, just anything you wanted to say at all to anyone?
I'd just say thanks to all my amazing customers and followers, and I got a lot of people who buy nothing from me, but they love to support me and encourage me, and this is fantastic. Thanks to everyone.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure having you here today. We appreciate it.